scientific method. A Stargate SG-1 story, written by Zenki and performed by Cantorina.
Sighing resignedly, Catherine absently fingered the ancient Egyptian medallion around her neck and waved off yet another tuxedo-clad waiter. She took her time scanning the room, mentally cataloging all those in attendance while simultaneously dividing them into two distinct categories, those with whom she'd be obligated to converse, and those she'd mercifully be able to avoid. Catherine was about halfway through her calculated assessment when she caught sight of General West leading Samantha Carter, the newest member of the project's team, around the room. As she continued to watch them slowly navigate the room, Catherine couldn't help but be reminded of the way a handler might show off his prize-winning spaniel at the Westminster Kennel Club. She'd already had the pleasure of meeting Captain Carter earlier in the evening, and though the General's demeanor had been everything the situation and occasion had called for, it had been abundantly clear to Catherine that his intention in making her the captain's first introduction of the evening had little to do with her position on the project. Their brief meeting had been nothing more than a formality, something to be dispensed with as quickly as possible so that he and his companion could focus their energies on impressing the more important, and decidedly more military, guests in attendance. Not a surprise, by any means. But the truth of it, even after all these years, still stung nonetheless. When the Air Force had expressed an interest in resuming her father's research 8 years ago, Catherine had known from the outset that the offer would ultimately prove too good to be true. But after decades of frustration and dead ends, it had also been impossible to turn down. The direct role the military had insisted upon having in the project had simply been the price she'd had to pay in order to be able to see her father's work come to fruition. But that didn't mean she had to like it. The daughter of a scientist, Catherine had been taught from an early age to always dream big and never in terms of absolutes. The recent years of exposure to the military's regimented, rule-bound approach had only helped to reinforce the overwhelming merits of her father's scientific way of thinking. Despite their mutual distrust and differing perspectives, she and General West had been able to forge a productive, if tense, working relationship over the years. In some ways, she'd even grown to respect the man. But when West had cavalierly informed her that he was bringing Captain Carter onto the project, Catherine had protested the decision vehemently. The project had reached a critical juncture, not because a breakthrough was within their grasp, but because if they didn't get hold of one soon, they'd be shut down. The last thing Catherine needed right now was another overeager, starry-eyed officer on her team whose only concern was making major before her next birthday. West, however, had been adamant. This young woman was different. Top of her class at the academy and sporting an exemplary service record, she'd risen through the ranks with speed almost unheard of amongst the other female officers in her field. And while Catherine could certainly respect the young woman's many achievements, in the grand scheme of things, they meant very little to her. Astrophysicist or not, a good soldier didn't necessarily make for a good scientist. A truism Catherine couldn't help but be reminded of when they'd been introduced just a few minutes earlier. Her first impression had been that Captain Carter was very young, younger than anyone else in the room by at least a decade, if her appearance was anything to go by. And though the captain's expression as they'd shaken hands had been everything protocol required it to be, dignified, calm, welcoming, Catherine could practically feel the nervous, anticipatory energy thrumming just beneath the perfectly poised exterior. Add to the fact that Carter wore the uniform as if it were a second skin, and Catherine had found herself feeling increasingly uneasy about the addition of this woman, this officer, to her team. But as she caught sight of Captain Carter standing alone in a secluded corner by the buffet table, Catherine began to question her initial assumptions. Abandoned by General West in favor of the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, the young officer looked very much like she was trying not to be noticed. Taking a sip of her drink, Carter watched those around her schmooze and be schmoozed with a wary eye, and much to her own surprise, Catherine found herself feeling sorry for the young woman. After all, these men, these officers, were Carter's people, and to see her looking so obviously uncomfortable around them was surprising, to say the least. And then again, Catherine certainly knew a thing or two about being a woman in such a fundamentally chauvinist world, and so ultimately, she took pity on Captain Carter and made her way over to her. "Captain?" Carter turned to her, the bright smile plastered on the younger woman's face, doing little to conceal her unease. "I trust you're enjoying yourself." "Yes, ma'am." "I'd certainly understand if you weren't. I usually make a point of being out of town." Catherine took careful note of the way Carter's lips quirked slightly in response a moment before she remembered who and where she was. As suddenly as it had appeared, the grin was gone, replaced by an anxious frown as Carter's gaze darted over Catherine's shoulder, no doubt to gauge just how many of her superiors might be within earshot. "Not to worry, Captain," she said, sotto voice. "Your secret's safe with me." This time, the smile the captain offered was both deliberate and decidedly uneasy. After taking a careful sip of her drink, Carter made a point of returning their conversation to decidedly safer ground. "I'm really looking forward to working with you on the project." Despite the younger woman's obvious discomfort, Catherine found herself unwilling to let her off the hook so easily. "You may feel differently after you've worked with me and my team for a day or two. Our opinions are believed by some to be rather unorthodox." "How so?" Carter asked, her words infused with equal parts curiosity and caution. "Well, for one, none of us think the artifact is a weapon," Catherine remarked pointedly, watching closely to assess Carter's reaction. The captain gazed back at her with an inscrutable expression for several moments before answering simply, "Neither do I." Catherine cast a glance over at General West, and was surprised to find him standing nearby, watching their exchange with interest. His presence made Catherine question the wisdom of pressing the matter further. Skeptical as she may be about her, Catherine certainly didn't want to cause Carter any trouble. Ultimately, her curiosity about this enigma of an officer won out. "Your superiors feel differently," she said, nodding imperceptibly in the general's direction. Catherine couldn't help but be impressed by the way Carter refused to blink or otherwise falter under West's obvious scrutiny. Instead, she merely nodded politely in his direction before turning her attention back to Catherine. "Yes, they do," she replied definitively and without qualification. The answer was not at all what Catherine had been expecting, but what truly surprised her was the look of quiet determination that accompanied the captain's statement. There was something oddly familiar about it that Catherine was having trouble putting her finger on. As she struggled to identify what it was, one thing became increasingly clear. There was much more to this young officer than met the eye. Catherine now realized that beneath the well-polished layers of discipline and control, there beat the heart of a true scientist who placed the importance of discovery above any personal cost the pursuit might exact. And that's when it hit her. From the determined look in her eye to the excitement Catherine had sensed in her earlier, this officer, this scientist, reminded her of Ernest. Even though it had been years since she'd lost him, the realization was enough to bring tears to her eyes. "I'm sorry," the captain stammered, looking at Catherine with a mixture of bewilderment and concern. "Did I..." Closing her eyes, Catherine breathed deeply and waved off the question with a dismissive hand. "It's nothing." Lifting her head, she turned to meet Carter's anxious gaze head-on. "General West was right." "You are different," she said decisively, punctuating the pronouncement with a wry grin. Carter's eyes widened slightly. "Thank you, Dr. Langford," she replied, ducking her head self-consciously. As she did so, Catherine caught sight of his smile. No momentary quirk of lips this time, accompanied by the barest hint of pink coloring the captain's cheeks. The overall effect was curiously endearing, and just like that, the last of Catherine's reservations disappeared. "Please, call me Catherine," she insisted, holding out her hand. This time, Carter didn't bother to try and hide her warm, self-assured smile as she reached out to shake Catherine's hand. "Sam." "Well, Sam, I think it's safe to say that you and I are going to get along just fine." This has been a recording of Scientific Method. Thank you for listening. But as she caught sight of General... I'd given Carter a promotion. General Carter.